Oh, hey. I don't think we've met before, right? My name's Gigi. No, I'm not in the same program. I actually met her through another party, and we kind of just hit it off. Do you know her, or is it more like friend of a friend type of situation? Ah, okay. Cool. Oh, yeah. There was no way I was gonna rent some expensive ass costume again, so I just folded up one of my skirts and put on a barely buttoned blouse and boom. Sexy schoolgirl. No, it's not problematic at all. Look, I panicked, okay? I was debating on even showing up with a costume at all, but I didn't want to be that one asshole that it's just too good to wear a costume. But like, ugh, who even made this stupid shit up? It isn't Halloween anymore, that was like 2 months ago. I'm not even kidding. I had someone tell me like, ooh, Gigi, you totally gotta wear a costume, because we're all gonna take them off at midnight to show our transformations into our 2022 selves. Seriously, it just sounds like they spent too much on their Halloween costume last year, so they're trying to recycle it somehow. Well, for someone who self-proclaims that they hate costumes as much as me, yours actually isn't half bad. But then again, vampires in pop culture are really just men in suits with sharp teeth. Yeah. I can imagine how much it sucks to talk to people with that piece of plastic in your mouth. But, you know, it felt so weird to be all dressed up in public in this ditzy costume. People must have thought I got my holiday switched up or something. Oh, dressing up in private? Well, that's a different story. Great minds think alike. You know, it's crazy that we haven't met each other until now. But then again, it kind of makes sense. It's probably pretty tough to meet up with new people since you can't go out in the sunlight and all that. And your poor girlfriend, she must get so tired of telling people that you're not using her as a booty call just because you can't meet her before 10 p.m. Oh, really? Vampire and single. Must be so tough. But if you're lonely, you can sign me up for that club too. Reluctantly. Oh, well, I might not suck blood, but... Sorry. I had to. The opportunity for sexual innuendo when it comes to vampires are just endless. Besides, if I have to suffer through this dumbass costume party, I might as well get a few laughs out of it. Yeah, good point. What is it about New Year's and people feeling like they can just be dumbass morons? Like, on my way here, so many people stepped out of line. Making stupid comments like, I'd like to tutor you, and wolf whistling. Like, jeez. Also, like, who decided it was socially acceptable to to drink until you're blackout drunk and light off fucking explosives in the middle of the street? Yeah. With this outlook, I probably should have just come here as female Jason Voorhees. That's an idea for next year's Halloween, though. You know, the day we're actually supposed to dress up. Yeah, it's a date. You can watch me while I run around chasing sexist men with a fake machete. And maybe on that date, you could, you know, pick a costume that doesn't require you to drool all over a set of fake teeth all night. But, you know, looking around. I think the dumbassery is spreading in here too. Let's just get out of here so you can finally take out those ridiculous teeth. Fuck the countdown. You wanna stay here and watch it on a 30-inch flat screen? Well, I know a cool spot where we can just sit down and relax in the peace and get a nice view of the fireworks. All without getting puked on by some moron looking for his New Year's Eve kiss. Oh, sweetheart. Those fake teeth were not doing you any favors, I can tell you that. You look a lot better now. Oh, yeah, the spot. Quick question, do you think you can climb in that suit? A man who is dedicated and not afraid of risks. I like it. Alright, so just climb up on that box thingy and over the... yeah. Just like that. Perfect. So I don't really come here that often, and last time I kind of hurt my ankle on the landing, so could you try to catch me? Yeah? Okay. Coming over. Thank you. Such a gentleman. If you keep this up, I might even let you have a sip of blood or two. You can put me down now. Alright, just follow me. Be careful though, it's a bit of a drop. You're not afraid of heights, right? Well, even if you were, the water will catch you, so don't worry about it. Well, I come here because it's peaceful and pretty. I've never really seen anyone else here except maybe like a government employee checking the water. But other than that, it's pretty much abandoned. Okay, this is a good spot. Sit with me. See? It's so pretty. And there's already so many fireworks. They're so beautiful. And on the way out, we can just go on those stairs and jump towards the left. See? It's really nice here, though, isn't it? No. I don't take every random guy I meet at parties to this spot. Just like 9 out of 10. Especially cute vampires. Fuck, you're a good kisser. I actually figured you'd bite me by now. I'd let you. If you asked nicely. Fuck. That was kind of hot. Maybe I'm the vampire. Well, whatever. Kiss my neck and bite me. Oh my god. So, are you planning on following the ridiculous New Year's logic and taking off your suit at midnight to transform? Personally, I think we should put you on the priority list. I'm not waiting until midnight to get you out of your clothes. Unbutton your shirt, but keep fucking kissing me. Fuck, you look amazing. Now, since it's still not midnight, I feel like you should definitely keep biting me. That's it. Give me your hand between my legs. Oh, you feel how wet my panties are. Yeah, I really like it. Hey, I didn't. Keep going. Just give you some attention. A little sensitive around the collarbones, are we? My bite marks look so pretty there, though. Just relax a bit. There you go. Oh shit. Oh, stop. Stop, stop. I see lights. Fuck. Grab your jacket. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Fuck. Right as it was starting to get good. Okay, here I go. I'm gonna jump. 3, 2, 1. Alright. Don't worry about it. Just jump towards my voice, okay? Trust me. 3, 2, 1. Holy fuck. We did it. No, let's get the hell away from here. Honestly, I have no clue. Maybe someone else was looking to hook up there? I don't know. So much for sex with fireworks going off. Wasn't that clear by now? Of course I want to fuck you. We could always just crash somewhere, I guess. But my place is kind of far away. Wait, you're a few blocks from here? Oh, and there's a special mode of transportation? Now tell me, good sir. What's that? A hybrid transport system? Wow. How fascinating. And how are we going to get said moped? I guess I trust you. Although I trust you slightly less now that you've asked me that. Oh my god, dude. You're serious? You're gonna give me a piggyback ride all the way there? Oh. There's no way you're carrying me all that way. No, I just told you. Okay, fine. Oh my god. Wait. Oh my fucking god. Wait, you're going so fast. What the hell? What the fuck? I did not expect my New Year's to go like this. Hi guys, check my new ride. No, I have no idea who they were. Jesus, man. Calm down. Your heart is gonna give out if you keep going like this. Okay. Okay, fine. Fine, you're the expert. Just don't come crying to me if you... Dude! I thought you were gonna throw me off in the middle of the street. Watch out for the fireworks. You're fucking crazy. Who just walks over lit fireworks? Oh yeah, I definitely made the right choice picking you. Yeah! We're on top of the fucking world! Faster! Faster! Holy fuck! Oh my god! That was insane. I can't believe you literally ran all the way here with me on your back. You're literally crazy. All right. That's one part of our magical journey done, I guess. Let's see if you're as good of a driver as you are at giving piggyback rides. Yep, I'm holding on. Promise. Wow. I love how the only people in this neighborhood are people going home from parties or people on their way to hook up with someone. I guess we're kind of both right now. Hey, now that I'm back here and the streets are a bit less war zone-y, surely you won't mind if I hold on to something other than your waist, right? What? I'm so sorry. I can't hear you right now. Fuck. Your cock is just straining against your underwear. Rock hard and ready for me. I can't wait to feel that cock pulse and throb inside my tight, wet pussy. Focus on the road, sweetheart. While I focus on this nice hard cock. It's so warm and thick. Yeah, we better be close. I'm not waiting another fucking second to fuck you. I swear I'll do it on top of this fucking moped if I have to. I don't want a goddamn New Year's kiss. I need a New Year's fuck. Get the fucking door. I'm unhooking my bra. I don't give a shit if people see. I need you to fuck me now. Fuck me against the door. Now. Oh, fuck your roommates. I don't care about anything other than you and this fucking cock. Deep, deep inside of me. If you don't want them to hear, I guess you'll just have to shut me up. Look in your pocket. Do it. Stuff my fucking panties into my whore mouth to shut me up and pound the fuck out of me. Shit. Yeah. Sorry, it was totally my idea. We'll get out of the hall. Sorry. Dude, are you cursed? I keep fucking getting caught thanks to you. Well, if you didn't fuck me so well, I wouldn't have made such slutty, sloppy, dripping wet sounds all over your cock as it went in and out and... Yeah, I can go to your room at least. Your roommate now knows that you fucked a total hottie like me. Close the door. Now throw me on the fucking bed and fuck me like the schoolgirl slut I dressed up as. Oh, yes. Fuck, welcome back. Slam that fat fucking cock into me as hard as you can. What better way to celebrate the new, transformed 2022 you than to spend your first hours of the new year's balls deep in my tight, slutty holes, huh? I don't give a shit about your roommate. You locked the door, and there's no way I'm gonna get interrupted for it. Third time. Good, yes. Oh, please harder. Give it to me, baby. Give me all you fucking got. Tear me the fuck apart. Break me with that fucking cock. Yeah, baby. Yes. I'm close. I just keep going like this. I don't change a fucking thing. Fucking bite me. Bite me, bite me, bite me. Oh, God, yes. Fuck me, please. Ruin me. Fucking destroy me. Take me. Bow me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Stick it down my fucking throat. Yeah, I said, slam that cock down my whore throat until it's fucking buried there, and don't take it out until you come straight into my stomach. How rough do I want it? If I don't sound like I'm about to vomit or die, you're being too gentle. And if I do sound like I'm about to, you're still being too gentle. Fucking got it? Good thing your cock is still all slick and wet from my pump. Fight for air. Be rougher. Can I rub my clit? Oh, as deep as you can. Again, I said again. You're gonna break me. Won't do it. Yes. It's a fucking suck. Break. I'm getting close. Yeah, just I'm getting my form all fucked. I'm such a slut for you. So break your fucking fuck toy. Destroy my slutty fucking schoolgirl throat. And don't stop while I come, okay? Don't stop. Shit. He came right as I did. No, it was perfect. It was everything I need. And more. Oh, what a fucking way to start off the new year. I gotta say, I feel pretty damn transformed right about now. I'm pretty sure my throat and pussy are permanently molded to the shape of your thick, hard cock. God, I haven't been fucked like that in, well, ever. He really gave it to me. Could you get me some water? My throat hurts from getting pounded so hard. No, it's okay. I'm fine. I wanted it. I knew what I signed up for, okay? Just don't worry. Just make sure none of your roommates hear you getting water and walk into me being an absolute drenched, sweaty, naked mess, okay? Although, I'm pretty sure they already heard me having the happiest 2022 of them all. God, what a way to start the year. If the rest of my year is even half as good as this, oh, it's gonna be a fun year. And, I mean, we can lend fate a helping hand, you know? It's gonna be a long year for your roommates. But I have a feeling you and I are gonna have a great 2022.